All right, everybody, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Fine.
Fine, good. Nice to see you again. Today we're going to do lesson four, which is the first lesson for holidays and festivals. Okay, and there's several questions, and I will also ask a few extra questions that are kind of maybe trivia-like, but it's possible because in the guide test they ask you one question, and then they ask you kind of something related to that, so I'll try to ask you some of those questions and we can share the information. So the first question is, how do you explain Obon to foreign tourists? And if you look, that was the several first questions were asked just this past year. They asked about Hanabata and about Obon. So how would you answer about Obon? What is Obon?
It's a Japanese holiday to welcome the spirits of our ancestors. And this holiday is set according to Buddhism. And the holiday lasts for several days, usually around the end of July or middle of August. And usually in Tokyo, we celebrate Obon on July, which is according to the lunar calendar. But nowadays, in most parts of Japan, people celebrate Obon during middle of August, which is according to the solar calendar.
Okay, when in July do people celebrate it? Do you know, in Tokyo?
No, I don't know, but it's around 20th of July, I think.
Is it the 20th? I think it was just one, isn't it 1 month earlier, like
13, 14, 15
July. Yeah, it's like 1 month earlier than the kind of standard Obon. Okay. All right, so it's a festival to welcome the, you know, ancestors, the spirits, the ancestors of the dead to the human world. Okay. All right, let's see what your answer is. What do you have to say about Obon? What is Obon?
Obon is a Japanese Buddhist custom to honor the departed spirits of the one's ancestors.
Okay.
And it used to be held on July 15th based on the lunar calendar, but it's now mostly held on August from 13th through 15th.
Okay.
Since the beginning of the Meiji era.
Okay.
And now this Buddhist custom has evolved into a family reunion holiday in which a lot of family members return their hometowns.
And return to their hometowns.
To their hometowns.
Okay.
And during this time, the spirits of deceased are said to return their homes and families. So therefore, people light a lantern to guide the spirits and then perform folk dances for their entertainment.
Okay, good. All right, yeah, we can return to it. Return to their homes or return to their hometowns or something. Return to, don't forget. Return, otherwise it's return, it's like kaisu, right? It becomes a different form of the verb. Okay. During this time, people do bone dances. That's part of the occasion. It's listed here. Can you tell me, what is bon odori?
Bon odori is a type of Japanese dance performed during the Obon or summer seasons. The stage was set in the center of the, sometimes in the precincts of shrines and temples. People wearing kimono, yukata, wearing young girls and boys, not particularly young boys and girls, but people line up, dance in a circle.
Okay, line up and dance in a circle.
Dance in a circle.
Mm-hmm.
And they enjoy their dancing. It's not that easy, but if you don't know how to dance it, just join do learn by doing.
Okay, so like watch other people.
Yeah,
all right, so they do that where? In the precincts of where? Where are bon dances held? Bonodori held?
Shrines and temples, sometimes schools ground, parks.
Right, so sometimes they're held at school grounds and parks and at shrines and temples, and usually there's a kind of like a stage in the middle, and people dance in a circle around the stage.
How do you describe the stage? It's like a high.
I would just say stage. That's all.
Fine.
Yeah, a stage in the middle. Where the good dancers dance, and there's maybe people playing music. Mm. And people dance around. Yeah, elevated stand. But a stage itself means it's up. Yeah. Okay, good. All right, what is Obon?
Obon is a three-day Buddhist holiday, usually on August 13, 14,
15. Okay.
The spirits of the dead are believed to return to former houses of families. And at that time, many people take vacation and return to their parental homes and offer floral tributes and light lanterns to guide the spirits of the dead. And to entertain the spirits, people also hold obon dance at the temple and the shrine.
At temples and shrines.
At temples and shrines.
Right, because it's a question, and the last question is actually, what is Obon Odori, right? Okay. Would you like to practice that? Let me have you just, since we're on Obon, we'll put it together. What is Obon Odori? Okay, and just in the answer here, they have this, if you look at the last question, we're going from question 1 to question 12, but the last one is, they have on line number 3, line number 2 in the answer, it says, if you look at question 12 in the model answer, the yukata clad men and women. And this yukata clad is a very old fashioned word. Okay, so I would just say people wearing kimono or people wearing yukata is just standard English. Kimono clad is just kind of old fashioned. So probably we would just say people wearing kimono or yukata dance in a circle. Okay. So why don't you practice that? What is Bon Odori?
Bon Odori. Bon Odori is primarily to entertain the spirits of the dead coming to around the Obon period.
Okay.
And a special stage is set. And around that, people do dance. And some people wear a kimono, and it is not necessary to have a high technique about dancing.
And high technique for dancing.
For dancing, mm-hmm. You just follow how to dance from a person in front.
And okay, by watching.
By watching
the person in front.
Person front,
okay,
and the dance is conducted in a circle.
Okay, I want to ask you that again. Let's try that again, make it a little smoother, and watch some of the grammar points. Okay, so what is Bon Odori?
Bon Odori is conducted in Obon period, primarily for entertaining and consoling the spirits of the dead.
Right, Bon Odori is what? Dancing?
It's a dancing.
Okay.
Dancing. And a special stage is set in the middle, and people do dancing in circle, and there's no need to have a technique for the dancing. People just need to follow what a person in front does, and you can enjoy there.
Okay, right, and usually many people are dressed in kimono, many people wear kimono, or yukata, okay, good. All right, let's go on, let's try, what is Obon?
Obon is a three-day Buddhist holiday, usually August 13, 14, and 15. And during this time, people return to their hometowns and gather at homes to entertain, to console and entertain the departed souls. Traditionally, Obon
season, people spend quiet time with their families and relatives. But these days, many people take trips abroad and home and abroad.
Okay, so people just take... people take trips... people take trips abroad, overseas. People take trips overseas and in Japan.
People take trips overseas and in Japan.
Right, all right. So instead of going to their hometowns, they take trips overseas or travel in Japan. Okay, what are some of the decorations that people do during Obon?
In some part of Japan, traditional decoration for Obon is a horse carved out of cucumber and cow carved out of eggplant. It represents the transportation of the ancestors to come and go.
Okay. I wouldn't say carved out. Carved out means they've carved and dug into. But most of the ones I have seen, what have they been? They've been...
They are not carved out, but...
Made out of
vegetables and some sticks.
Well, chopsticks. You should say like waribashi kind of chopsticks, right? Stuck into the cucumber and the eggplant. Okay, so can you say that again?
In some part of Japan, there are some decorations for Obon, such as horse made out of cucumber and cow made out of eggplant, which represents the transportation for ancestors to come and go.
Sure. Why is a horse used for cucumber and eggplant for cow?
Horse runs fast and cow goes slow.
Okay.
And we hope the ancestors come fast and leave slowly.
Right, so they come on a horse and they go home to their spiritual world on the cow.
Yes.
Yeah? So they go home slowly, they come quickly.
Yes.
Yeah? All right, good. Yeah, does everyone know what we're talking about? The cucumbers, and most of the times I've always seen they just put chopsticks for the feet and the head or something, and for the neck, okay, or tail, sure, all right, and they use eggplant because it's kind of round and heavy, so it's slow, and that's what the ancestors return on, right, and return on, and the cucumber is a little bit thinner, it looks faster, so it is represented by the horse, and the horses are faster than cows, so everybody hopes their ancestors return quickly, so they ride the horse. Good. Okay, let me have you also practice Obon. What is Obon?
Obon is a three-day holiday, usually August 13th, 14th, and 15th. During this time, the spirits of the ancestors are said to return to their former houses, and so some people make bonfires and light lanterns in order to guide and welcome the spirits of the dead. And people also perform bon dances to entertain the spirits of the dead. And many people return to their hometowns to spend time with their families. Mm-hmm. And also many people go abroad in order to make the most of this relatively long holiday.
Okay, good. And what is Bonodori?
Bonodori is a dance performed during the Obon season, usually in August. And the dancing stage are st- dancing stages are set in the middle of some parks and the grounds of shrines and the temples, and sometimes in some grounds of elementary schools and kindergartens.
Okay.
And local people wear white cotton kimono, then dance in a circle until late at night.
Sure. Okay, good. All right, let's ask him. Same thing. What is obon?
Obon is a three-day Buddhist holiday held in mid-August. It is said that the spirits of the ancestors and the dead return to their former homes and families. So people welcome the spirits, guiding them with lanterns and entertaining them with bon odori, which is a bon dance, traditional Japanese dance. During this time, the traffic of expressways are terrible because the summer holidays are taken in this time by some other people.
Almost most of the people?
Most of the people.
Okay, yeah. Okay, good. In Kyoto, in the mountain, they burn some characters. Can you tell me about what this is? During the Obon period, they burn characters in the mountains.
Big dai.
Big dai, okay. Can you tell me what that
is? The character means big. Okay. Which is dai in Japanese.
Okay.
So it's very simple character.
Okay.
Like this.
Okay. And they burn that. Is that the only one they burn?
I'm not so sure. Maybe in autumn too. In the winter too.
Hmm. Okay. Does anyone know about this? Daimonjiaki? Is it Monjiaki? Does anyone know Okuribi in Kyoto?
Okuribi? Yeah.
Yeah. Does anyone know? Are you familiar?
I try.
Okay. All right. Tell me about these burning characters. Tell me about this, you know, Okuribi, this Daimonjiaki. What is it in Kyoto?
Not only the mountain having a character of big. There are some other mountains with other types of body, like a shape of ship,
okay,
or some other character. But the purpose is to remember the spirits of the dead and say goodbye for them to leave.
Okay, when is it held? Do you know when it's held?
It is held on 15th of August, no.
16th.
16th.
Yeah. Okay, does everyone know this Kyoto, this, what is it, Daimonjiaki or this Okuribi is on August 16th. And it's, Dai is the most famous one because maybe it's the biggest and easiest to read. But they have actually five they burn, right? Well, there's two Dais. One is bigger and one is a smaller one. Then there's the ship and the Torii Gate, and another one is what? Myoho, like Great Law or something, Sacred Law. So they actually burn five, but probably the biggest one and easiest to see is the Dai, the big character for big or great. And it's held August 16th. And why is it held? Why is it held?
At the end of Obon?
Yeah, okay, why? Why? Do you know why? The mic.
Oh,
yeah. Uh-huh.
The spirits of the dead come back, but after Obon, going back. So.
Yeah. Okay, so the fire guides the spirits back to the spiritual world so they can find their way. So it's a light, the fire. And so the spirits can see their way back to the spiritual world. Okay? And they asked something like this, I believe, a few years ago in the guide test about, well, what is this burning, burning character on the mountain in Kyoto. So they did ask about this Daimonjiaki. Okay. Some people say Daimonjiaki. Some people say Okuribi. Who has the microphone? I guess is it your turn?
Yeah.
What's Monjayaki?
Monjayaki is a Japanese traditional food, usually eaten in Kanto area, which is around Tokyo. And this food is very famous around Tokyo's Bay Area. And it is like okonomiyaki, which is kind of tasty pancake-like cuisine, but it is much more stickier
and thinner. It's thinner, right?
Yes.
So it looks like more like a crepe than a pancake.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. But same kind of tastes, I guess, maybe. And some people like it, some people don't like it, right? Okay, good. Are we okay now with any question with Obon? Bonodori? Okay. Anything you're not sure of? Sure. Can you use the microphone if you ask a question? Okay.
Just a simple question. I haven't seen the vegetable decoration. Where are those decorations set? Is it nearby Butsudan, Buddhist altar?
Okay, good question. I think it's kind of near there, isn't it? And then depending on the house, if it's a big house or a small house, there's not much. But I think they put it near the Butsudan or by the... Some have a lantern. Here, she's got a picture. Oh, look at this. This is great. So it shows a picture of a Butsudan, the portable altar with the... I guess that's a horse and a cow. It's usually set in front. And then sometimes people have those lanterns. And they put it all together, kind of decorate it all together. So.
Yeah, at the supermarket.
Oh, you found this at the supermarket. Oh, okay, so she's keeping it for practice. Good. All right, this is really good. See, these types of things come in handy. So.
Obon season.
Yeah, for the Obon season. So every year you can just put it in your book here and keep it, so it gives information.
I've seen that.
Haven't you seen the cow or the...
Huh? No.
No? Cow or cucumber, cow or horse, yeah, made from cucumber and eggplant, yeah. Okay, so we've done actually questions 1 and 12. Let's go to Shichigo-san. Okay, and I guess it's your turn. What is Shichigo-san?
Shichigo-san literally means 7, 5, and 3. And it's a traditional Shinto rite to celebrate the children's health and growth. Girls of age 3 and 7, and boys of age 3 and 5, dressed up kimono, are taken to the shrines by their parents to pray, thank for health, and pray for blessing. Divine blessing. And Shichigo-san is said to have originated in the Heian period, because in ancient times the mortality rate was very high, so parents inclined to celebrate their healthy growth.
The parents, not the parents' healthy growth. Be careful. Say that again.
Because family members, parents want to celebrate children's growth.
Yes.
And children who reach certain age, 3, 5, 7, which is a very lucky numbers, odd numbers, very lucky numbers in Japan. So, and what else? And children may carry candy in bag with decorated crane and turtles, and they are symbols of longevity, so that's why they carry those candies, and sometimes they take pictures of children which carry those bags.
Okay, right. All right, so good. Yeah, be careful that, they pray for their long life or something, but they're praying for their children's long life, right? Good. All right. So they have here in the model answer, they're giving thanks and pray for divine blessing, but they're also praying for what? Their children's long life.
Sure.
And as you mentioned, in the old days, there were certain stages of children, you know, because of many children dying so early, so young, that when children reached 3, they celebrated them. When boys reached 5, they celebrated. Girls reached 7, they celebrated. So that's why they do this. And the answer is more clear or clearer if you say girls who are 3 and 7 and boys who are 3 and 5. You know, rather than, you know, girls who are 3, boys who are girls who are 7, boys who are 5, and children of both sexes who are 3 or something, it gets a little confusing. So it's just easier to say girls of 3 and 7, boys of 3 and 5 are taken by their parents and grandparents to the shrine. Okay, good. What is Shichigo-san?
Shichigo-san is a festival to celebrate the growth of children. It is usually, normally, basically conducted on November 15th, but as it is not a national holiday, it is generally observed on the nearest weekend. And boys at the age of 3 and 5 and girls at the age of 3 and 7 are taken by parents to shrines, and shrine priests offer some ritual services to purify spirits and pray for the longevity and healthy growth of children. Mm-hmm. And the children are given chitose ame, mm-hmm. Long, thick, white and red candy, which symbolizes their health and longevity. Mm.
Okay, good. That's fine. Good. Yeah, sometimes you add this chitose ame, the long candy that's red and, well, they say red and white. If you really look, is it really red? It's kind of pink, right? Oh. But that's fine. Red and white are the symbols of what? Red is symbol, red, white's purity, and red is for what? Happiness, and so they use that, and the candies are long to symbolize long life. Okay, and he said, and when they buy the candy, it comes in a bag. What is on the bag? What is printed on the bag? There's two that he mentioned, right? What are they?
Chitose ame are in a long bag, printed with picture of turtle and cranes, which represents a longevity in Japan.
Right. All right. Good. Okay. Let me just ask you then. What is Shichigo-san?
Shichigo-san literally means 7, 5, and 3. And children who reach these ages are... Children who reach these ages. Are taken to shrines by the parents around the weekend, on the weekend near November 15th, to celebrate their growth. Girls of 7 and 3, boys of 5 and 3, are dressed in traditional kimono or in good suit and taken to the shrines to pray more blessing.
To pray for blessings and
blessings
and long life.
Blessing and long life.
Long life. Okay, good. All right. What is Shichigo-san?
Shichigo-san literally means 7, 5, and 3, and it is for celebrating the growth of children. And on November 15th, or closest weekends, girls of 3 and 7 and boys of 3 and 5 are taken to shrines by their parents to pray for divine blessing and long lives. And girls usually wear kimono and boys wear hakama. And parents take a lot of photos of their children because they are so cute in kimonos. And later in the evening, they have a huge meal.
Okay. What is hakama?
Hakama is a divided print. It looks like trousers, but it's a baggy trousers, but it's shorter than the trousers, so you can see the ankle. If you wear it, and it is usually worn over a kimono,
usually boys wear hakama, and but usually boys wear hakama.
Boys or men wear hakama, but girls wear it during graduation ceremonies. Yeah? Good. Huh? Yeah, okay, good. Yeah, hakama is good. Baggy trousers. They have, I know in the book they say divided skirt, but I go, what's a divided skirt? It's something I wouldn't really quite understand. But baggy trousers, pleated, sometimes they pleated baggy trousers. Or pleated baggy pants. They're actually
baggy.
B-A-G-G-Y. Baggy means buka buka kind of thing, oh. Kind of flowing or something with, you know.
Baggy skirt. Baggy skirt.
Not skirt. Baggy pants.
Pants.
Yeah, the reason because there is you do have a place for two legs. A skirt is just the opened, like a circle, where the hakama is like pants. It has one part for one leg, one part for the other leg. Yeah, so baggy pants or baggy trousers. Right. Good. I think there might be in a few weeks talking about Japanese clothes, but just to make sure that since you mentioned hakama, remember, because during the guide test when you mention things like, oh, the girls wear kimono and the boys wear hakama, then, oh, what's hakama? They might ask you to explain some of the words you say. Okay, good. I think that's fine. Let me try once more. What is Shichigo-san?
Shichigo-san literally means 753. It's a festival to celebrate the loss of children. On November 15th, 3 and 5 year old boys and 3 and 7 year old girls are taken to shrines where their parents give thanks and pray for their future, a good, bright future.
Okay.
And boys often wear haori, half kimono, half coat kimono.
Okay.
Over kimono, maybe.
Okay.
And hakama, it's pretty baggy trousers.
Okay.
And girls wear kimono. And nowadays, some children wear Western suits and dresses.
Sure. Okay. Good. All right. I think we're okay with Shichigo-san. Okay, let's go to Tanabata. And this was asked to get in 2009. The model answer is fine, but it's giving you, like, what? Lots of people's names. How many lovers were there?
How many lovers were there?
Two? Yeah, okay. So here they're given, you know, there are two lovers. Kengyu, the cowherd, Altair, and his, what is it? Hikariboshi or something? What is it?
Hikoboshi.
Hikoboshi, right. So there's like four names for the same people. It sounds like a crowd of people. Uh-huh. Right, so choose one of these or two at the most. Uh-huh. Okay, so you don't have to say, like, you know, and then there was the girl, what is it? Shokujo, the weaver, Vega, and Orihime. It's like, wow, four people, right? No. So, you know, one or two of them are fine.
Okay,
so anything is fine. So just, I think, you know, that's all my comment is, though it's helpful to see all these names. It's you don't have to mention them all. It's too complicated. Okay, so whatever you like for names is fine.
Okay.
So tell me about Tanabata.
Tanabata is a star festival held on July 7th to celebrate the once a year meeting of Shokujo or Vega and both lovers, which are Shokujo or Vega and Kengyu or Altair.
Okay.
But they can't meet if it rains. And the rest of the year, they are separated by the Milky Way.
Okay.
While on the ground, people celebrate also for themselves, writing their wishes on strip of colorful paper.
Okay, strips of colorful paper. Okay.
Strips of colorful paper and hang them onto the bamboo branches. So the bamboos with a couple of papers and ornaments are just like Christmas trees.
Hmm. Okay, good. Where are famous places for Tanabata Festival?
In the Tohoku region, Sendai is very famous for the festival, Tanabata. Okay. And also in Kanto area, Fujisawa, I don't know. Hirasaka is also famous for that, but the size of the festival is much smaller than Sendai.
Than that of Sendai, right. Yeah. Where is another place that has Tanabata? Nobody knows. Asagaya.
Oh.
I don't know if you've ever been past the station, but the Paparu Senta, there's this little shopping, old kind of shopping street of Paparu Senta, and there's they do kind of a Tanabata there. It's, you know, it's okay. Yeah. So it's not famous maybe, but if you live in this Koenji Nakano area, it's kind of famous, right? Okay. Good. Tell me, yeah, that's fine, thanks. So usually what Hiratsuka and Kanto area is the biggest. I think there's something else. I'm not familiar either. Out, I would say Kunitachi or Tachikawa, someplace out there. Do you know? She's going, there's somebody that used, one of my students lived there and said that they also have the same kind of Tanabata thing. Anyway, tell me about Tanabata.
Okay, Tanabata literally means the seventh night. And it is known as the Star Festival, held on July 7th. It is an annual event to celebrate the meeting of the two lovers, known as the cowherd and the weaver.
Okay.
And they are represented by the stars, Altair and Vega.
Okay.
And usually these two lovers are separated and can meet only on this day.
Okay. Why were they separated?
Because they were separated according to the folk story. Because they, I don't know, I'm not really sure, but, you know, they broke the law or something. They did something wrong. I mean, and the family didn't agree with, I think. I'm not very sure.
You're not sure. Okay, maybe somebody else knows the answer. Okay, he knows. He knows. Yeah. What happened?
Yeah, after the lover get married, they forget their own jobs, such as treating, taking care of cows and weaving. Mm. So the god in the heaven got angry, and they were separated.
Right, so because why? They were so in love, right? Atsatsu, love. So they were separated by the god who put them on either, well, on the, you know, one on each side of the Milky Way, so they can meet only once a year. And that's why, because they didn't work, because they were all so happy to be so much in love. Okay, good. Can you tell me about Tanabata?
Tanabata is the star festival, which is held on July 7th to celebrate a once-a-year meeting between the Kengyu, shepherd, and Shokujo, the weaver. And we usually celebrate, write one's wishes on a strip of paper.
Okay. We usually celebrate. Can you say that again? We usually celebrate
write.
By writing.
By writing one's wishes on a piece of a strip of paper.
Okay.
And hang them on the bamboo branches with other colorful strips of papers, just like a decoration of Christmas trees.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the famous Tanabata festival is one in Sendai, Miyagi prefectures, and the other one is in Hiratsuka, Kanagawa prefectures. So we enjoy this one of the most favorite festival among children.
Okay. When is Tanabata Festival in Sendai?
Sendai is, I forgot, in August?
Is it six? Well, it's the first week or so, right? Three, four, five, six of August? Yeah. So to be honest, it really doesn't match Tanabata, the seventh. Right? Is it this? Maybe that's a lunar calendar. I don't know. Tanabata, what is it? It means July 7th, but the actual big celebration in Sendai is August, but 4th, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, something like that. I think it may be. I'm not sure. I forgot one of those dates, beginning of August. So it doesn't really match July 7th. Okay, good. What is Tanabata?
Tanabata is a star festival to celebrate the once a year meeting by two lovers. And it is usually conducted on 7th of July. And also at kindergarten and lower classes of primary schools, those children make some decoration and fancy strips of papers with their wishes written are added to the bamboo. And this type of decoration is observed at covered shopping mall or schools, etc. And a big festival is held in the city of Sendai.
Okay, all right, good. Let's ask one more time. What is Tanabata?
Tanabata is translated as Star Festival. According to Chinese legend, a god separated a pair of stars that were lovers. Because the weaver was so lovesick for the cowherd,
and
weaver was so lovesick for the cowherd, and she neglected her weaving. The god angry. God got angry and separated them by the Milky Way. The only chance they can see each other is the day of July the 7th. Mm. So Tanabata Star Festival has been held on the basis of this legend, and people write their wishes on strips of colored paper, tie them on the branches of leafy bamboo stems, and put them outside at night. We can see such leafy bamboo decorations around stations or shopping districts or some supermarkets.
Hmm. Okay, good. To go back to his, he said meeting by two lovers. Probably meeting of is better for his answer. Good. Okay. And I think that's fine. Any questions about Tanabata? No? Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, I was going to ask you a question, but that's okay. Go ahead.
The stars are Altea and Vega, mm-hmm. very famous in the Western countries. So when I say Vega are Altea, the examiner can understand?
Probably. See, yes, I will say yes. Why? Because the examiners know the answer.
Okay.
They expect to hear, Kengyu or what is it, Shokujo or the weaver and the cowherd or Altair or Vega, so they will know.
Okay, thank you.
So basically, but to answer your real question is most people might not know.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Not famous.
Vega is kind of famous, mm-hmm. but if you don't think about stars, they might not know what it is, Altair and Vega. I think there's a car called Vega. People will think it's a car. Vega, was there a car, I think, called Vega? A model called Vega. I think people might think of the car model instead of the star. But in the guide test, any of these names are fine.
Okay?
Good. You mentioned something. I was going to ask you a question, a follow-up question. But I can't remember, so if I think about it, I'll ask. But did you mention? She mentioned something different that other people...
decorations.
No? Okay. That's fine. I think, yeah, your answer's fine. They were separated by the Milky Way, right? So, good. And, yeah, that's fine. I thought of one more thing maybe to ask, but I can't remember now, so I think we can go on to the next question, which is, what do Japanese do for the New Year?
On New Year's Day, when people wake up, people wish a Happy New Year to each of the family member. Then family member drink otoso, which symbolizes longevity, and eat osechi yori, which is a New Year's special food. And later on, some people go to shrines or temples to pray for the good luck of the year and buy omikuji, a good fortune telling.
Good luck charm.
Good luck charms. And some people stay at home watching New Year's special TV programs, and people receive nengajo, New Year's greeting cards, and enjoy reading the messages to them.
Messages to the messages on them. Okay.
And the children are happy to get otoshidama, which is a gift money wrapped in a pretty small envelope.
Okay. And what is Hanetsuki?
Hanetsuki is a traditional Japanese game, and it is like a badminton. And it used to be played by two girls wearing kimono. And when one player, players use a shuttle called hane, and then they send hane each other by a wooden nugget called hagoita. Then when one drops a hane, a shuttle, the other one can write something on the loser's face by India ink.
With India ink. Yeah, so basically what do? They play a game with it's called a shuttlecock. And they use this hagoita, which is like a racket, and they play it like badminton or tennis. And if the shuttlecock falls, the person who dropped it or didn't hit it gets things painted on their face, written on their face. Okay, good. All right, I know what I was going to ask her. You mentioned about, I was going to ask if it's sorry, I just shouldn't do this, but I'll go back to Tanabata. If it's rainy or cloudy, what happens?
We wish the sky will clear on the night of the July 7th.
Be clear. Wish the sky will be clear.
We wish the sky will be clear on the night of the July 7th. Mm-hmm. Because the two lovers can see each other only on fine days. And if it rains on the night of July 7th, they have to wait another year to see again.
Right, some people are strict. I think he said the same thing, right? If it's cloudy, they can't meet. But somebody's told me if it's cloudy, it's because they're shy. They don't want anybody else to see them. I don't know if that's true. Okay, yeah, they could ask you about cloudy, okay? And rainy, what happens? Technically, if it's rainy or cloudy, they can't meet. They have to wait another year, is, I guess, the traditional story. Okay. Good. So you answered New Year's. Let's go also for New Year's. And I'm not going to go into New Year's Eve because that's next week's question. There's what do people do on New Year's Eve? So I'm not going to ask about New Year's Eve at all. Let's just talk about New Year's holidays, okay? So, yeah, so New Year's holidays. What do Japanese do on New Year's holidays?
On New Year's holiday, we put up decorations, kadomatsu, gate vines, okay, and shimekazari, sacred rope.
Okay.
They are originally prepared to invite gods of harvest.
Okay.
And kagami mochi, the two pieces of a round rice cake, one top of each other, are offered. On the morning of New Year's Day, the whole family gathers to wish one another good health and to celebrate the coming of New Year by drinking a special sweet sake called otoso in a tiny cup for longevity.
Okay.
And they eat a special dish called ozoni. It's a mochi rice cake in a soup, and eat osechi ryori, a special New Year's food. And most Japanese visit shrines or temples at the opening of the year to pray to the deity that they will live safely throughout the coming year and possibly have a lot of good luck, such as promotions, passing examinations, etc.
Okay, good. Can you tell me more about kadomatsu?
Kadomatsu? Usually prepare a pair.
Okay.
On each side of the gate.
Okay, and what are they? What do they look like? Or what are they made
just
of?
Just the branches of pine.
Pines,
pine
okay.
Pine branches.
Okay, pine branches. Okay, and people put them there with... Usually is there bamboo also?
Bamboo, no. Not tanamatsu.
Bamboo,
we don't put them.
Some containers,
yes,
maybe bamboo
also,
is also possible.
Bamboo grows so quickly.
Mm.
In one day, even 1 meter a day or so. And it's from long time ago, from ancient times, Japanese worshipped bamboo.
Sure.
And they thought, just like we use Tanabata for the bamboo branches for Tanabata, they thought the Tanabata leaves have ancestral spirits dwelling in there.
Right, so sometimes there is that. There's some of these and tie it together with straw rope, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. And they usually found what, in pairs? And
the kadomatsu.
It's three?
1, 2, 3.
Okay.
And the pine
straw?
Pine branches also, and the straw mat around.
Right.
Tied it with rope.
Now they usually like to say a pair, right?
Pairs, yes, at the gates.
Right, so people's houses or office buildings or department stores, you can find them. Good. Okay. Tell me, what do people do on New Year's holidays?
On New Year's holidays, people gather, family members gather and in the morning on the first day of the year and say Happy New Year.
Okay.
And then they have sake, sweet sake called otoso, and they have osechi ryori and ozoni, which is soup with rice cake. And many people read the New Year cards, which is similar to Christmas cards, which are delivered in the morning of the first day. And some people may pay the first visit to the shrines and temples.
First visit of the year.
The first visit of the year to the temples or shrines.
Sure. All right. Yeah, I just said that because, you know, normally it's the first visit, but you know what I mean. It's not the first visit in their life. It's the first visit in the new year, so it makes it a little more clear, okay. Makes your answer clearer. Okay?
Okay.
Good. Tell me, what is osechi ryori?
Osechi ryori is New Year's food, specially arranged one. The ingredients are a wide variety, such as rolled kelp, black bean, eggs, and cooked vegetables, and boiled fish, something. And they are nicely arranged in a set of layered lacquer boxes. Mm.
Good. Okay, good. Yeah, that's fine. Sounds good. Okay, how do Japanese celebrate the New Year holidays?
Normally, Japanese stay with the family members at home, eating New Year's food osechi and rice cake soup ozoni. Also, we Japanese visit shrines or temples to pray for the year's good luck. And also, we do many kinds of special activities on the New Year's Day. For example, adults give a small amount of money to children. We call it otoshidama. And also, some children do special games for the New Year's Day. For example, like battledore and shuttlecock, like badminton.
Okay, that was Hammer. Have you ever done that?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Do children play that now? No, they play PSP or Nintendo, right? So. But yeah, traditionally those were games they did, right? Good. Okay, what's more? What do people do on New Year's holidays?
In the morning of New Year holidays, New Year's Day, family members get together to exchange New Year's greetings each other and drink otoso, which is kind of sweet sake flavored herbs, and eat osechi ryori and cake, rice cake in a soup, ozomi.
Okay.
And people pay a first visit to shrines or temples to make their first prayer for the year for success or health of the rest of the year.
Okay.
And they play some traditional Japanese games, which are hanetsuki and kite flying and some shakyaku ni ishu. I hope you will not ask what Japanese is, but this kind of games that we play.
Is it a card game?
Card games.
Yeah. Okay.
It's complicated to explain. Please ask
me. I ask him, okay.
No, I'm sorry, I'm joking.
Yeah, I don't know. Is it a poems?
Yes.
Yes, 100 famous poems.
Poems, right. Somebody reads a card game where...
Two lines of the first line, two lines, then a few lines. They find two lines, last two lines, to try to determine what card is required.
Yeah, so what one person reads was, I don't know, that you said three lines?
I
don't know. One person reads one part of the poem, and the other person's look for the last part of the poem among the other cards.
Right.
Yeah, so they kind of have to find the last part or the finishing, the end of the poem among the other cards on the floor. Okay, good. Okay, I think we'll stop there. We'll do flower viewing next. So we'll start with him and we'll do flower viewing, take a break, and then we'll finish the rest of this.